Hello, everyone. Good afternoon. Welcome. Wow. This is a beautiful day. I'm just excited right now. I'm really feeling great, feeling happy. About to have a special guest we're about to talk a little bit. I'm feeling really great. About to have a global superstar. I'm checking real quick. This is the New Disco Radio. Ed, I'm John. This is your host, John. My other half, Malgorithms, School One, my co-host. He's gonna check in. Shout out to him. Wow, just feeling great. Looking at everything, and feeling like this is something monumental. This is something that's it's an honor. Thank you to the KLPR Media Group. That's a great group right there. And if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't have been able to have this fortunate opportunity. So I'm just grateful and happy about that. It's raining in New York right now, but even though it's raining, it's still sunshine. You know, the sun is still shining. The sun is still getting his beams through, so to speak. You know, that's what it's all about. Just taking a little bit of what the negative, it's going to be negative, but you take that negative, you know it's a challenge. Every challenge can be overcome. Very simple. So I'm just great and happy about that right there. And this is one of the greatest moments right now that we are experiencing right now. We're in this day and age. 2019 just started, and it's difficult right now. It's a lot of challenges. You know, it's winter time, and winter time, you know, everything goes as far as receding. It shrivels up. It goes back into it becomes internal, like all the plants, all the grass turns brown, the leaves fall off the trees, things like that. You know, that's going to happen in winter time. But springtime, summertime is going to bring life. So I see it as this is a great time to fix whatever you got to fix, dot whatever I's that need to be dotted, cross whatever T's that need to be crossed. And from there, you know, a lot of great things is going to happen from that. That's what I feel. I'm just excited right now. You know, this is a lot of things. I was playing some music earlier, but my technical stuff is not going in as properly as I wanted it to do, but it's okay because it's still going to be a great moment, great episode, great time to sleep, great time to just do what we just normally do. And that's just to get a little bit of insight. Now, Ms. Jana Sebastian, global superstar, been all around the world, been able to perform, been able to release music, been able to do a lot of things that, you know, as a dream, it's a dream, because even children say like 5 years old, 3 years old, that they want to be musicians, but how many actually get to be musicians at 5 years old, 3 years old? You know, very talented woman, very talented artist, recording artist, very talented person. You know, the world is that much better having that one individual, that one person that can make, you know, everything better all across the board, all around the board. I'm just fortunate to have this opportunity. Shout out to all my good people. I have so many good just to really thank, you know, because they've been very supportive. Thankful for all my family, and thankful to all the good people that I encountered every day. And this is really for you guys. This is really for all of us, because making a good thing better, that should be the motive. That should be the job. That's what I'm looking into. I'm just looking into just making a good thing even better. It's not easy. It's not something that, you know, it's written in the manual, or just it's described for you. Everything has to be worked for. Some people get some fortunate, other people don't get it as fortunate. But still, at the end, it's how much you want it badly and how much you're going to go after it. Because it's right there for everyone to have a little bit of it, a little piece of it. Raining. There's a lot of great joy and a lot of great things that can come from the rain. But just on the point that we could get it from the beginning. I like it when it rains too. Get to see more of yourself, more internal of yourself. It's a day, not a reflection day, but it's more of a day where you can think more clearly. Things that you couldn't do before, you get to do on a rainy day. You know, if it was a nice day, you wouldn't do those things. That's how I feel. Like the different springtime, wintertime, summertime. Each one of them is different. Each one of them, they have their pluses and their minuses. But what doesn't have their pluses and their minuses? That's how it is. Again, a lot of times they like to say, it's only two sides to a coin. No, not two sides to a coin. It's three sides to the coin. It's the tails, it's the head, and it's the coin. Don't get me in around that. So you got to look at things from all three perspectives. Looking at it objectively is more important, but we've been programmed to think subjectively. Thinking subjective, you can only look at it one way or one way only. If you look at it one way or one way only, you're not going to look at the whole thing. You're only looking at it one way. That's where the truth comes in. So, we're just breaking it down. Very simply. And this is something special. And shout out to all the people that I get the chance to talk to. Whether I get a chance to talk to on the phone, whether I get a chance to talk to behind the scenes, whether I get a chance to talk to through text, message. I know everyone is busy and stuff like that, but it's a great thing just to keep up communication. And I got to do a better job on communicating. And this, ironically, look, I'm doing this right here, and I got to do a better job at communicating. And this is part of all communication right here. But that's what it is. That's the irony of it. We'll end up with people that we had no idea that they was going to be with, or they wind up doing something that they had no idea that they was going to actually do. They didn't see themselves doing it. They didn't see themselves falling right into something that they said in their mind that they wasn't going to do. It was more thinking about, hey, I'm gonna do this little thing. And that little thing, it wasn't anything too much. It's something quite simple. So, we're at right now. You're still waiting on my guess right now, but while we're waiting, I just wanted to again thank everyone. It's a perspective. It's a way of looking at things and how I'm looking at it. I'm seeing that in these times right now, all have to be a little bit more conscientious that each one of us is going through something. Even the people who got more than enough is going through something. Not to say that's what should be the focal point or the matter is, but here we go. We got our host right here. Hello?
Hi. Hello?
Hello?
Hi. How are you?
How are you? Please let everyone know who this is. This is an honor.
Oh, thank you so much. It's a pleasure as well to be on the show. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you very much for calling. I just wanted you to let everyone know, and even myself too. Can you fill us in? Who are you, and break down how you grew up with music and inspired you to be right where you are in your life right now, please.
Yeah, sure. I am a creative. I'm a singer, songwriter, producer, engineer, musician, visionary. I also edit my own video and photo material as well, and I create pretty much all of my music. I started my studio Multivision Music years ago, and since then I've been recording my own music there, as well as other artists. I've produced and engineered for different rappers and singers from all around the world. I also do more than music. I am here to inspire people from all around the world, and I am creating here a movement with Multivision Music, also my platform for Creative Alchemist TV, and pushing the envelope of culture and changing the outlook of people, because I want people to open their eyes and see their true potential, how they can really be better in life in general, and this can be within any industry. So I'm here to share my knowledge and do this through creativity, through the words, through the power of lyrics, music. I'm telling the story through my albums, and I've created two of the albums that I've already released. There will be many more albums on the way as well. And this is all part of my journey as an artist. However, my music and art is totally connected with my life and who I am and what I really represent. So Johanna Sebastian as an artist is the same person as well. And there is a lot more that I will be sharing as well through this. So there are a lot of metaphors, there are a lot of stories that will be told through this. Of course, there are many more projects in terms of all spheres of art and creativity and music. So Yes.
Wow. You see, this is. Thank you for coming to the lunchroom table, because this is like you're bringing so much of yourself to not only inspire the people around you, but you are literally inspiring the world. How was it that you came into music and you developed your personal style and your taste with the music?
Yes, thank you. I have been doing music for majority, pretty much all of my life, in fact. I started singing at the same time as I started talking. And I remember those days as well. I was playing instruments from the age of 7. So that's when I started reading music and I joined the orchestra. Over the years of my life and on this journey, I have been mastering different aspects of music. So it has always been a part of my life. So I played in the orchestra for many years from the age of 7. Then I graduated from Russian Academy of Music at the age of 19, just before I turned 20, because I did 5 years in 4, and I was really passionate about it, about the course, and I really wanted to do it. And I finished school, graduated from school by the time I was 16, because I did it again.
Wow.
Very, very quickly. So so by that time, I was ready to create my studio and my movement. I was already participating in different bands. I formed my own band as well. I was writing lyrics, I was recording. And when I started my own studio, that's when it became more centralized in a way. There were, of course, challenges on that journey as well, which I had to overcome. And the music was a big part of it, because it was all connected in terms of what I really have to say to the world, the
Correct.
Truth that I'm here to share. And that's why also these challenges were a part of that. So me overcoming that also came out in music.
Wow. Yeah. So music. So you would say that music is important for a child as far as like a creative outlook, and also help them through difficult moments and times in their future.
Definitely, 100%. Music is a universal language that transcends time and space. For children especially, it's really good to play instruments or sing or be involved in the musical performances or arts in some way, because it helps develop the brain. It helps develop other aspects as well. So usually children who are doing music, some with maths, with verbal skills, with many, many different other aspects of studying in everyday life. And in general as well, it helps because of its ability to emotionally connect directly with your soul more than any other form of art, without prejudice, without any kind of stereotype. It's just music. It just vibrates, and the primal force that makes everything in the universe move is also vibration. So music is a part of that. It's waves of sound traveling in space. So that's why it's so easy to connect to the person from within. And it helps people overcome challenges. It helps, of course, hear the story of their life through the songs and through the melodies. There are only 7 notes, however, there are so many different colors that the story can be depicted. And many people can't say or tell their story, however, it's the musicians who are able to tell somebody else's a life story or a journey, and it can connect with everyone. So of course, through the songs as well, once the song is written and it's released into the world, it starts living its own kind of life. So for example, as a musician, you might write the song about your own personal experience, but when it leaves the studio and people start listening to it, it becomes a part of their own experience, depending on where in life they are, what they're doing. They could be listening to it in the gym, yeah. On the way to work, just relaxing to it, party. They might be meeting
very
the
relatable.
Love of their life to it. Yes. So
very
so
relatable.
Yes. So very relatable. That's true. And people remember a lot of their very important times in their lives through music as well. Music connects and unites people, and that's why at the festivals we can see people from all kinds of backgrounds coming together and just enjoying the moment, and it just shows how people can come together. So for young children as well, of course, it's I think it would be vital in terms of musical education or being that a part of their life, because definitely music is healing. It can truly help a person to understand more about themselves and the world around them.
Wow, you are incredible. You know that?
Thank you. I'm still developing myself.
I'm
just at the beginning.
Exactly. You're just scratching the surface. That's what's amazing. I see producer, engineering. How did you even, I got so many questions because, I have that question. I also wanted to ask you, because I forgot about it, you mentioned the seven notes. Can you break down what the seven notes are, please? And then if you could tell me how did the seven notes not only help you with your singing and your writing music, but how did it help you with producing and then engineering?
Oh, yes, of course, yes. When we say seven notes, it means that you can create everything from just the basic tools. So in the sort of the frequency responses, of course, these notes, they can exist across different octaves, and that will change the color of music and how it will sound and how it will respond. Of course, there are different keys that we can play the music in, but ultimately, yes, it breaks down to the seven notes that we can create the melody, basic melodies with. However, how we are playing that, how we can create the arrangement, that is, it's like, put it this way, it's like a skeleton, and then the rest of the beat and the arrangement and the vocals and the music is what makes the full body. So and then the clothing as well, you know. So mastering could be also a little accessory, like a headpiece, making it all shiny and nice.
Okay. That's like Frankenstein. It's like you're building like a Frankenstein.
Or you could be somebody like a fashion icon.
Okay.
Runway show, but like looking all beautiful. It can be the other way, but of course, to make sure that you don't create a Frankenstein and you create a fashion icon or somebody who looks great, there's a lot of knowledge that needs to be put into it. So music is very mathematical, definitely. So everything works within certain laws. On one hand, it's very spontaneous, creativity, the process of creativity. On another hand, there are certain kind of laws, mathematical, and also the laws of physics that are applied through, you know, when we're engineering. So that when we are making the beat, when we're mixing the song, we have to understand how the sound waves are traveling through the space when the person is listening to them. When the song is played in the big club, on the arena, when the song is just played through normal headphones or tiny, tiny little speakers, so that the sound can still resonate and be well put together. And there is a lot of science to that. It's basically physics. And you have to calculate frequencies. So that knowledge is very, very technical. And I definitely use it a lot. And there's always a lot more to learn. There's a lot of different software or also hardware to use. So once the melody is done, there are different ways to do it. So you can create the basic melody and then the, make the beat around it and create the arrangement and build it as you go, and then record the vocals on top, and maybe do the vocal arrangement once the beat is done. And then that's when the technical part comes afterwards. But it's a very, I would say, because I do everything from start to finish, pretty much every song of mine, I have different approaches to it. So sometimes I can start actually with the drums and then put the melody on top, make the whole beat and then compose the actual song and the vocal arrangements, but leave enough space for the vocals. It could be the other way around. I could actually hear the basic melody and lyrics in my head and then go from there. So there are many different ways, and because I am doing all of that, I'm able to just go with the flow. And sometimes I start making one beat, and then in the same project I end up making another three beats.
Oh, wow.
Inspired. And they all sound different, but they're all in different genres.
Yes,
hip hop track. Yeah.
Yes.
And then I have an idea, and then I go, and then I'm in the same project, I all of a sudden start making house beats. And then I'm listening to,
wow,
like, how did that come along?
Yes.
Yeah.
You see, because you said that it's almost like colors. So, like how,
yeah,
like you can have a color that looks similar to another color, but it's not that color.
Yes, yes. And it's also about perception. So, when, of course, we can speak of music in colors, because, in fact, it's very possible to even see the sounds in colors. And when engineering and mixing down the songs or pieces of music, actually seeing the music in colors really helps, because if I know that the bass line is dark purple, then I can
mm-hmm.
easily associate all the frequencies with it and then build further up. So in my head, usually the lighter the sound is, the lighter the color is, and the darker it is, you know, the heavier it is, the sort of like the thicker the frequency is. So there are many different
yes.
ways to kind of see it, of course, it's like a painting. So you can have the same colors, but how you go to paint and how you're going to use the brush as well is going
yes.
to change everything. And with music, that's how it works. And I feel, in fact, even I engineer myself when I'm recording. So I'm so used to it that when I record my own vocals, I press all the buttons, I edit on the go. I actually
yes,
feel
can
more
you,
comfortable.
Mm-hmm. When you said that you edit on the go and you look after what you do, how is it that you're able to do the engineering and at the same time to look at what you want to do as a creative artist? Because sometimes creativity and the engineering might conflict because of the science and the creative art. You understand? Because sometimes art and science, they can blend together, and at the same time too they can conflict each other. So how do you bridge that gap?
Oh yes, of course. I totally understand what you mean. So to bridge the gap, I have to remember everything at the same time. So literally think in a multidimensional kind of way. So that's why I even called my label years ago Multivision Music when I was coming out with the
Multivision
name, because I was thinking,
Music.
Okay,
yes, I'm glad you said that. I'm very glad you said that. Can you repeat that one more time?
Yes, Multivision Music. Multivision. So it's multiple ways. So look at multitasking, multivision, not a one-way vision, but seeing everything at the same time, all the details and the full picture. So
yes.
When I record...
I like that name, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And record the vocals at the same time. So I have to keep everything in mind. So I record the vocals always without any effects on them, so that I can hear honestly and truly how I sound.
Okay.
So I don't put any reverbs or compressors when I'm recording. All of that will be done during the mixing, so I can actually hear the raw voice as it is, without any kind of cover-ups or any kind of additional effects to make it crispy, you know, or whatever. So the actual take has to be the best way that I can see it at the time. So I have to be happy with the take when it sounds raw into the microphone. And I am very, very honest with myself. In fact, I'm my own worst critic. Sometimes other people might be, they hear it when I'm recording, they might be saying, you've done it, like, why did you need to do it again? I was like, no, there's one tiny part that I still have to redo, and I know I can do it. So I work on it even harder than I make the artist work on their songs when I am engineering for them. And I'm pretty tough with the artists as well when they're in the mic.
You have a strict standard for yourself, for being an artist?
Pardon?
No, I said, do you have a strict standard for yourself?
You're disappearing, sorry.
Okay, I'm muffled. I said, do you have a strict standard for yourself and your artist?
Yes, I have a very strict standard, because I think that it has to be the best way it can be at the time of recording. However, I have to keep in mind that there might be no ultimately best way, because you always have to look at progression and development forever, literally. So there is no point in saying that this is the best song or this is the best album. There's no point, because actually it's better to look at it this way, that it's great for the time. It's the greatest that can be done for this time, but in the future it can be even better. So keeping it kind of in the keeping it within the open window and having the open mind. So what can be done the best way right now in that kind of light? However, it's a mixture of being a perfectionist on one hand, but also understanding that the song needs to be out, or it's good to be able to release material now and have it for the people, rather than just working and working and working on stuff until you lose inspiration. So having that moment and having that passion. And the main thing is, of course, the emotion. So I always try to see if, you know, it's about the energy, it's about the emotion and the passion about the actual song and recording. And of course, looking at it as art, in a sense that it's always developing, it's always changing, it's always transforming. There can be different versions as well of different songs. There can be remixes. It could, and again, it will start living its own life. So there are many different ways. And I think that it's very important to keep that standard on one hand, and at the same time, understand what's best for the personal development as well. Because when the music is released, of course, it becomes a part of the artist's life as well. So that can change a lot of things around. A song literally drives a lot of events around, because there can be shows, there can be traveling. I mean, music just connects people, connects events in life, and it can be just, it's amazing how 3-4 minutes of musical piece can literally transform a whole big part of life of a person. You know, it can take you on the road around the world.
Look at that.
You know?
Yes, I wanted to know more about. Okay, what do you want to tell everyone, or whatever misconceptions you want to clear? Like, what do you want to get off your chest? Like, if you have to address something that, like, bothers you, or a little pet peeve that bothers you, what would that be? As far as, like, okay, I'm tired of this, and whenever I have an opportunity to address it, I'm going to address it. What would that be right now?
So I would say the main thing is being real. I touch on this topic quite a lot in my life, and I feel like it is a big topic in my life as well. So there were times on my journey when there were misconceptions maybe about my work or what it really represents, because it could have been overshadowed by some other stuff. So I would say that the main thing is being why I have been able to progress and go over the challenges in my life is because I've always been true to myself in that sense. So my biography reflects what I actually am, who I am, what I'm doing. And this is just the beginning of the real story. And there are many, many different things that I want to do in life, and to do it internationally as well with different people from all kinds of backgrounds. I want my music to reach everywhere. And the key point is that writing music in that sense, that's why I call it as writing my own musical book of the time. So documenting the times that we're living in through the lyrics and through the melodies that I'm creating. Every album is like a chapter. Every song [S2] Yes. [S1] Is like a sentence. So as I live this life, my life is connected to this music and visuals that I'm creating. Also, people that I'm working with in many different ways. And there will be a lot more projects as well to come. So that's why it's so important to be real and not being fake. So everything, even details within my biography are all well documented, and I'm bringing that out even more because all of that shaped as well myself as an artist. So I'm not, there are different ways in terms of being an artist in the industry. They can be sort of a gimmick that can be played based on a summary of maybe legends and myths in the past that were told and that resonate with people, and then the person is kind of impersonating that. Or there can be sort of a real life story as an artist. So in that sense, that's why I definitely represent the real life and real art put together all in one. That's why I could connect with Bob Marley from very young age, because he is that type of artist as well. So what he stood for, what he wanted to say to the world, and he opened the eyes of many people, of course, and that's why his name and his legacy still lives and will always live. People will always know him and what he really was trying to say through his music, and it connects with everyone. So I would say that there are a lot of misconceptions in this world about the true history of the world. The knowledge that is coming from the ancient times, it is definitely coming. So we are on the crossroads of history. What I am trying to do with my work is a part of helping people to enter the new times, and I'm trying to inspire them through music. I'm trying to open their potential, and I definitely am connected to these ancient knowledge, and I will be unfolding this in the future, because there are many people that are trying to kind of find the links to it and trying to create their own interpretation. So all of that will be eventually cleared up, and it will be available and understandable for everyone. And it's the knowledge that literally transcends everything. You know, it's the knowledge about our universe, why we're here, what is the purpose of life, what is the spiritual
connection. As above, so below.
As above, so below, yes. And also what really happened to ancient civilizations, and what can be learned from that experience, the timing, the dates, as well. A lot of that has been told in a completely different way by official history books. And there is true history of the world that will always stay in the spiritual realm. There's just one history, and it's just there. So that information, I have access to that, but there's things that I can only kind of unfold over the time when yes. they're ready to be revealed, so to speak. And that yes. can clarify everything. And also that is something that we can look into the future, because when I say that we are on the crossroads, it's very important that humanity altogether makes important choices, right. as we have technology now that can easily destroy the whole world. So how to be
you
smart
see?
And wise about it.
Yes. I would like for you to tell, because you have a lot of information and you're a very intelligent, talented, not only recording artist, but you're a Renaissance woman, so to speak. So how would everyone be able to contact you? What is your handles, your social medias? If you can just say it out loud and just let not only myself remind myself. I like that song Day by Day, by the way. That song Day by Day, especially the way you started off. You started off rugged. I like the way you did that. But if you can give us all your social media, because I believe we might be cutting off soon, because we probably reached the dead point, but we have a little bit of time, please.
Oh, thank you so much. Yes, just a quick note, Day by Day is definitely a stepping stone into the entering into this new album, where I'm going to be talking more about the Golden Age, which we can eventually achieve if humanity understands the knowledge that I'm trying to share. This will take some time, but it's kind of a work that can take day by day, moment after moment, and everybody can participate in it within their own lives, just as they are. And it starts with just basic things like positive energy and trying to be open-minded as well, and using the intuition and many other things. So Day by Day represents that. And eventually, after some time, we can, and I believe that we will eventually step into the Golden Age. The way that people can connect with me is through my social media at Multivision Music, MultiVision Music. That's one of my Instagram pages. Another one is also Jahna Sebastian, Jahna Sebastian, Sebastian. Twitter as well, Jahna Sebastian. Facebook, Jahna Sebastian World. My website, jahnasebastian.com. I have a couple of blogs as well, legendsonthemap.wordpress.com. And that is to do with putting those legends on the map, meaning that everybody can participate in creating this new time. And it can actually be exciting if people put work in together. It can be amazing and beautiful. So I would say as well that the other song is called Choice to Be Free, and it's going to be out very soon. So that is also connected to that. So when the freedom comes, when there is information about it, when people are presented with the choice, will they choose to be free or will they choose to stay in the comfort zone? Sometimes people are more comfortable with, you know, freedom represents responsibility for the choices
yes.
that we're going to be making in the future. It represents being responsible for your own life, decisions, even talents, like taking them to the next level as well. You can no longer sit there and do nothing, have to participate, have to do something about this reality, about this world, or just genuinely about, I don't know, like within your own life as well. So Choice to Be Free is like that, is about that. So some people would rather stay under illusion, and I am kind of presenting this idea where
how do you know if you're not the world's best driver? Well, there are your friends.
You know you're tailgating, right?
There are your kids.
Who are we racing, Dad?
And there's man's best friend.
Want to go for a ride?
Fact is, 94% of us think we're good drivers. DriveWise from Allstate lets you prove it with feedback to help you drive safer, giving you the power to actually lower your cost. Now that you know the truth, are you in good hands?
Download the Allstate app to get DriveWise and save up to 15%. DriveWise optional, savings vary subject to terms, conditions, and availability.